Arizona lawmakers approved tax cuts in this year's budget, many say are designed to undercut Proposition 208, the Invest in Education initiative that voters approved at the 2020 ballot. Now educators are once again prepared for battle. Coming off a string of successes at the ballot in recent years, the Arizona Education Association and education advocates have launched a trio of referendums aimed at vetoing that tax cut. In order to spark a public vote on the tax cut at the 2022 ballot, they'll need to gather roughly 119,000 valid signatures per referendum from registered voters before the end of September. With us to talk about the effort and its chance at success is Dylan Rosenblatt, a reporter covering the governor's office for the Arizona Capital Times. Thanks for joining us, Dylan.
Thanks, Lauren.
Okay, so educators, as I mentioned, have had pretty good luck in recent years taking their case directly to the voters at the ballot. So give us a little bit of the background here.
Yeah, so way back in 2018, you had education groups like the Arizona Education Association and Arizona Educators United that used the, or sorry, I'm getting my years mixed up. Save Our Schools Arizona was in 2018. They used the referendum process to put a halt on expanding the empowerment scholarship accounts, also called vouchers, in Arizona to expand to universally all students in K-12 in Arizona. That plan ended up being successful. They collected enough signatures before the 90-day period after the 2017 session ended, and voters ended up killing that measure by 65 to 35% margin. And then 2020 came around and education groups wanted to put a surcharge tax on the highest income earners to benefit K-12 education. That one also passed on the ballot, but by a closer margin, getting about 52% of the vote last November.
Okay, so is it safe to assume that making it to the ballot again will be easy enough?
I don't think it's ever easy to get things onto the ballot. No, they have a couple of pretty big hurdles they need to go through. But the two recent ones that I mentioned was just one effort each, whereas this year they're going to be collecting signatures for three different referenda, which, I mean, getting one person to sign one signature on a petition is already challenging enough. Getting them to commit to three different ones is just step one. I mean, collecting the signatures provides its own challenge, but then it's going to cost a lot of money and take a lot of time to campaign to get voters to end up saying no to all three of these efforts if they want them to not continue to go into law.
But those previous efforts you mentioned were pretty popular with voters, right?
Yeah, like I said, in the 2018 effort, as people remember, is Proposition 305. That was, you had school leaders and you had this new group called Save Our Schools Arizona that began as a grassroots movement for this specific reason, got 65% of voters to say no and ended up killing it. But then come to Invest in Education, which at first tried in 2018, the messaging wasn't super clear, was thrown off the ballot. Came back in 2020 with a little bit clearer language and ended up winning by about 100,000 votes.
Okay. So assuming they do get on the ballot, what's your prediction for whether voters might actually approve these referenda or, you know, vote against the laws?
So there hasn't been any polling or anything that's been done just yet. I mean, it's still very early. I know there was polling done about the flat tax proposal that ended up making it into law, and there was a lot more people that were against it at the time. They went through some modifications. But also, I mean, look at what we've seen in 2018 and 2020 elections. Nobody was able to predict the blue wave, if you will, that happened in 2018, where we picked up a lot of statewide seats. There was a lot of pro-education leaders that started to run for office, and then it was an answer to the first election post-Trump winning in 2016, and then 2020 ended up, you know, doing well for Democrats on the top of the ticket, and then less so for Republicans in 2022. Who knows how that's going to be, if it's going to be a huge wave of education folk again, or if it's going to be a response to Joe Biden winning in 2020, if there's going to be a response from the Republicans and the people who are in favor of this tax cut.
What about for teachers in particular? Like, support for teachers was really high when Red for Ed, you know, protests were happening, et cetera, just a few years ago, and teachers talking about how underfunded classrooms were, et cetera. Is the wind still at their backs?
They still do have some wind behind them, for sure. I mean, they'll never let you forget that Arizona's student-teacher ratio is one of the worst in the nation. The pure pupil funding, obviously, they would like it to be better. But a lot has changed since then, especially following COVID-19 pandemic and school closures. And I feel like there has been more support for homeschooling over the past 3 years, and just whether the school should have been closed itself throughout the entire pandemic was a huge issue. That I feel like the support for teachers has shrunk since 2018 and even the days leading up into 2020. They still do have a lot of support, but I guess we'll find out if they have the same support as they did a couple of years ago.
All right, we'll watch for it. Dylan Rosenblatt with the Arizona Capital Times, thank you so much.
Thanks, Lauren.